ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas sale is on now. Save 30% off roller blinds, vertical blinds and sheer curtains. You know what else is on now? This Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast.
Ready to connect with the other side?
I want people to know nobody passes alone.
Try to explain the unexplained.
You're lying on your back and you've got this entity on top of you.
Or just get a little bit spooky before Halloween. Get your ghoul on. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber's Ghost Week.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Rebecca Millman is a Perth medium. For almost two decades, she's been reuniting people with their loved ones and friends who now call the spirit world home. Does ghost tours, Faces of Spirit events, live shows, tea leaf reading workshops. Have I missed anything, Rebecca? Is there...
As well as physical mediumship, which isn't on the website, but it is something that I do as well.
Right. Well, thank you very much for joining us here.
No, thank you for having me.
Rebecca, we're really interested in this, in Ghost Week. And I know even my sister, for example, she used to see dead people and it freaked her out quite a bit. And she went to a couple of clairvoyants and said, how do we get rid of these people? I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. What sort of experiences were you having when you started to think, I think I might have some sort of power here that other people don't have?
Mine was a little bit different. I was having experiences, but I didn't put it down to me as in it was my gift. I put it down to I was in a haunted house or those sort of things. So I never actually went, oh, this is happening because I have a gift.
Yes.
The moment that really woke me up, I was probably in my early 20s and I had gone to bed one night. My partner was doing night shift and as I got into bed, I could hear the kitchen cabinets going bang, 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 bang. Yeah. And I thought, oh, my God, there's somebody in the house. And when I got up and entered the kitchen, it had stopped. Went to bed the next night and the same thing happened. And then the activity started getting worse. So pillows would fly across the room, books would come off the shelf. And it got to a stage where it was really quite scary.
I'm already unnerved by the books.
So then what happened was I went to bed one night and I heard someone scratching behind the bedhead.
Okay.
And I can tell you I'm not like the Americans. I didn't stay. I got out.
Yeah. It'll be okay.
Yeah, get out. Okay, I'm out.
So I went, look, I must be going insane. So I decided that my best course of action was to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So off I went to the doctor and I was living in a country town in Victoria and I was lucky, I guess, if I look back on it, that I had gotten a doctor with an Asian background who had spirituality training. He said to me, what's going on? And I said, well, actually, I think I'm going insane. And he asked me why and I explained what was going on. And he said, well, you're not going insane because if the fact that you're consciously aware of it is telling me that it's not something that's like a mental issue. So I kind of walked away from that and I went, I wonder if I should listen to what I used to call the voice in my head. So I went, well, the voice in my head says, say a prayer, get some incense and buy a dog. So
okay.
So I went out and I brought about 50 packets of incense. And I grew up in a religious family, as in we believed in Christianity, but we didn't go to church. So I thought, what prayer do I say? And I thought, well, Mum taught us grace and Mum taught us a prayer before bed, but what prayer do I say? So I just sat there and went, Jesus Christ, can you please help me? And I went out and I brought myself a Rottweiler because it was never going to happen again. I wanted the biggest, scariest dog because that's how scared I was of what was going on. What I didn't realise then was that was my guides kicking in and teaching me how to do a basic cleanse of the house and move on what had come into my house to move it out of the house with the incense and the prayer, as well as a dog is a protection as well. So my guides had kicked in back then and taught me how to move on a spirit.
Right at the end there you mentioned animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I grew up in a sort of a loosely spiritual type of home, and we'd always talk about the fact when the cat was staring off into the distance, or he's just seen Uncle Derek, you know, or something like that.
Yep.
And I know people do feel safer with animals. Are spirits afraid of animals? What's the reason that one would have an animal?
An animal is naturally a protective animal here in the physical, but it also has a protective vibration about it on a spiritual level as well.
Okay.
So it's not so much maybe they're afraid of it, but it's an energy that kind of you're pushing out to say you're not welcome.
Okay.
So and animals do see into the spirit realm a lot clearer than what most people do because their sight and their vibration is more aligned to that level as well. So that's why you do see cats staring off at watching something. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Is your life noisy? The easiest thing that I can actually bring it back to is watching the movie Superman.
Yeah.
And the first time he gets his hearing powers and he doesn't have control over them yet.
Yeah.
So he can hear everything that's going on. Absolutely everything. Was it the same for you that you had to train your way to, like, to turn that tap on and off?
Yes, yes. So I always say spirit kind of comes along and gives you these moments and they keep giving you these moments to wake you up and say, there's more here, there's more here, there's more here, come and work with us. And we spend, I don't know, a certain percentage of our life running away from it going, no. And then maybe one day we might awaken and go, well, it's happening for a reason. Let's explore it.
So it's things that we would see as frightening, they don't mean them as frightening.
No,
like the scratching behind your bed wasn't meant to be.
Okay. I suppose in that sense, yes, that was what I'd call a mischievous spirit. That sense, but when I say spirit, as in its natural form, and that I work with, like that was what I used to call the voice in my head, which I used to get great looks at when people say, how do you know? Oh, the voice in my head told me. But that spirit that told me how to cleanse the house and look after myself is my guides the spirits that you want to connect with.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
So like we have good and bad people, there's always polarity on things. When people pass over, they take their personality with them. So some spirits may not be as of light as what other ones are as well. So does that make sense?
It all makes sense. As I said, I could talk to you for about 2 hours, but I know Kimber's got some.
Rebecca, when people come to see you, are you certain that you're going to be able to provide the service that day? I mean, it's not like dial a spirit, right? I don't get to choose that today I want to talk to someone in my family that's passed.
Yeah, that's a good question. The answer to that is no medium can guarantee that.
Yep.
I don't have a direct dial to the spirit world and say, hi, is Martha there? Can Martha come through? All I can do is open up and hope that that person's loved one comes through. So I do make that perfectly clear to my clients that I have a very high success rate, but I have to make you aware that there could be a possibility that that spirit may not come through. And one of the main reasons for that is vibrations change every day or even like from minute to minute. So I could do a reading for somebody and this week bring through their person they want to connect with and then maybe do the reading the next day and struggle making that connection because my vibration changes so rapidly. That would be one of the main reasons. Often people think, well, you know, my loved one's not around me and those sort of things. That's not so much the case. You're maybe not understanding the spirit world to understand how the messages are coming through, or the vibration might not be right that day or for that hour or that moment that you actually need them.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, honestly, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's cool. Really fascinating.
If people would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Probably best to go to my website, which is just rebeccamilman.com.au. Yep.
Sure. Rebecca, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm a little nervous. I am hosting a big conference today of McDonald's managers.
Ooh, powerful people.
And I'm the guy in here that, you know, I tell the time. I occasionally get the weather wrong. I tell you what's coming up and I throw in a few bits sort of here and there. But I'm not what you'd call the comedian.
Oh,
I'll tell a couple of stories.
You're a good storyteller.
Thank you.
Yeah, very funny.
I'll tell stories, right? But when somebody says to you, as these guys have, hey, we'd really love it if you could do a... Could you do a bit for us?
Sure.
Could you do some gear?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a crack.
Give it a red hot go.
I'm going to give it a red hot go. But I thought, considering that I have the ultimate resource in here, which is two comedians that have tread the boards often, that I'd throw my stuff at you and just see what we come back with and see what you reckon.
It's a bit like the McAngus. You throw it out there. If it doesn't work, you take it off the menu.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. So... Are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. So
we're going to preface this by saying the worst thing you can possibly do in comedy is have to read it out or say it to people that you love in the privacy of your own home.
People.
It feels really weird and it's better on the night.
And now I'm about to find out what it's like to be my wife, basically.
So okay. All right. So I've stepped up to the...
Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Carelli.
Oh, thanks, Say. Wow. A room full of Macca's managers. I can't believe it. I'm so happy to be here with you, the decision makers. Pokemon cards. Can we start there? You had to go there, didn't you? A trading card game spanning three generations. I'm a 36-year-old man with three kids under five, which means there are four of us in that car who are collecting these Pokemon cards. The soundtrack to my average car trip is crying, screaming, whinging, interspersed with, if you kids don't settle down, no Happy Meals for anybody. And to top it off, you go ahead and put a two-card pack limit per car on these cards, which means two of my kids have to miss out. Do you understand how not nice a feeling it is for me to sit in front of my kids and open up my pack of Pokemon cards when two of them miss out? It's horrendous for them. And you know what? While we're at it, talking about what I'm having to deal with in my car while I order at the drive-thru, when are you guys going to fix the speaker boxes? We sent Captain Kirk to the moon and spoke with him, clear as a bell, and yet I still have to pull up to the drive-thru and get,
"Hello, sir, can I take your order, please?"
But I shouldn't be here unloading my battles on you guys when you have your own battles to fight. I get that. I've seen the turf war going on between Maccas and HJs. You lot think the worst you've got to deal with is HJs releasing the Big Jack? Your staff out there, they're fighting wars you don't even know about. And it's bad in the suburbs that I come from, particularly Armidale. I saw a drive-by in the drive-thru and in the passenger seat was a bloke wearing a cardboard HJ's crown. And as if the first time around wasn't bad enough, he had to go back through the drive-thru because you forgot to put his chips in his order. Thank you. It's great. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. We're going to have a great day here today. That's it. That's me. Enjoy your day, Macca's managers. Thank you so much.
Wow. Straight in with the attack.
Yeah. What, any good? Or?
Well, look, yeah, I just think maybe a more gentle, welcoming approach at the beginning.
You reckon?
Yeah, maybe you've got a little hard on them.
Okay.
And a little, because your stuff's quite wordy, just slow down.
Yeah. Right.
Slow down.
Pacing.
Have faith in your material and spell it out to us.
Okay.
And, you know, I think too, stick with what you know. Why don't you try and pitch them some Italian gear.
Some Italian gear.
Yeah, that's
some
good.
Some burger
good
ideas
advice.
And some Italian ideas, because that's your stuff, right? You know what you know.
Yeah.
Try and pitch that. Or, if nothing else, just go in with, I bought a bunch of shares from Old MacDonald's Farm. I'm now the CIEIO.
That's great.
Bang. I'd throw out everything and just go with that.
You're kidding me. All right, here we go. Let's do this. It's time for You Kidding Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Current scores, Kimber on 20,
mm-hmm.
Maddie on 17 as we close down the year.
Okay.
But there's still plenty of time for a comeback because there's around about 6 or 7 weeks left in our year.
So okay.
Here's the person with the biggest score at the end of the year wins. Can you believe we're already this close to the end of the year, by the way?
I don't think anyone realises where the time has gone. No. None of us really know. Whether you've had a productive year or not, you still don't know where it's gone.
Far out.
It's raced.
We have played, you're kidding me, 38 times, including this morning.
Have we?
Yeah. Well done, guys. Here's how this works. Got three different bits of audio. They are montages and they feature things like song hooks or maybe moments in time or TV shows or movies are going to play to you, them to you guys one by one. You need to tell me the year they are from. Closest to the pin, best of three wins. Lego!
The euro took off as an overarching currency used for exchange between countries within the union.
Well, maybe you're not afraid of me, but I'm sure you've thought about me naked, huh?
Am I that transparent?
Oh, dear.
Was that 10 Things I Like? Was that Heath Ledger?
It was.
Good pick. I didn't know what that was.
Is that he's really not into you? What's the name of that film?
10 Things I Hate
Ten
About
Things
You.
10 Things I Hate About You. Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was such an emotional movie when you're in year 9.
Was that?
Watching her come down the middle of school telling him all of the things. There's the payoff in the movie, telling him all of the things that she hates about him.
Oh.
But most of all, what she hates is that she's in love with him.
Oh, get out of town.
Oh, my God.
Who cares what year it is?
I'm going to go with 1995.
Okay.
1995. I have a feeling I was still in high school. Not too grown up. Year 10 sounds about right.
So I'm loving because a lot of these popular...
If Pete reckons he was in year 9.
Ooh, caught that, did you?
Oh.
Would have been earlier.
So, what is that? I don't know.
I don't know.
So you're using popular culture references that Kimber is like really important times in her life, her growth times.
Mm-hmm.
And the Euro was one, but I think for me it's got to be more like when did the metric system come in? When did they go from shillings and pence?
And, you know, I have a suspicion the Wenger boys would have been kicking around playing at the time, but I was gothic and it might not have been on my radar.
Well, it's got to be after 89 because that reunification of Germany. So I'm going to say 92. 92.
92.
For the Euro, yeah.
And you went with 95.
Yeah.
I was in year 9 in 1999. Kimber. It was 1999.
Was it?
Really?
Yes, it was.
After I came out of high school.
Yep.
All right.
All right, here is your second one.
Our brand new show is the ultimate trust test. Just the two of us.
Hosted by Charlotte.
And Bear.
Watch the sunset.
Oh, God.
Kendall Jenner opens up about her involvement in the now infamous political Pepsi commercial.
Oh, that lady needs to blow her nose. I mean, that's pretty, like, that was Ed Sheeran, right? Castle on the Hill, 2018?
Excuse me. Sorry, I need to blow my nose.
2018 is just my go-to year if I think I was working here when I heard the song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2014?
Oh, God. I'm in
well,
big
no,
trouble.
Don't use me, is it? Was that first one Geordie Shore?
He doesn't know.
You don't know.
It's a great question.
Joggers, turning to producer Joggers. Was that Geordie Shaw?
It was Just Tattoo of Us.
Oh, there
Charlotte
you go.
Crosby.
Charlotte Crosby.
Okay.
Oh. I'm going to dive right in on this. It was 2017. Maddie, we have a tiebreaker.
Okay. Nice one.
Yop, yop, here's your first.
Pixar became its own corporation with funding from Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, who became the company's majority shareholder.
Shut up.
I don't shut up.
Shut up. I grow up. And when I look at you, I throw up.
Oh,
what?
I'm.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Graceland.
I'm going with 80.
I'm going 87.
I'm going 88. I didn't mean to do that for you.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Because that was big, right? That was from the movie Big.
Oh, God.
And I think Big was like late.
It was Stand By Me.
Oh, Stand By Me. Oh, no. Oh, hang on. Oh, no. I'm going with the answer. I'll still go with it.
So you're going 88?
87.
And you're going 87.
Oh,
this is coming down to the wire on the tiebreaker. You love to hear it. With 6 or 7 weeks left in the calendar year.
Yes.
Matt pulls back a point, baby. It was 1986.
1986. There you go.
There you
nice
go.
Nice one.
Wow.
Well done, Maddie.
Closing the gap.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Check out another Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast on the Listener app. And check out all the savings on blinds, awnings and shutters at ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas Sale. On now.